The Lord be with you.
And also
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose I have come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel presents to us a typical day in the life of Jesus that occurred somewhere at the beginning of his ministry in Galilee. Notice that it ends by saying he went into their synagogues preaching throughout the whole of Galilee. So he preached in his own town, the town that was now adopted by him, the town of Peter, and from there went on to all the other towns, one by one, doing the same thing. Before Jesus, disease, illness, was understood as a punishment for personal guilt. So the sick people, on top of being sick, had to carry the stigma of being considered terrible sinners. Imagine the lepers that had such a terrible disease. People thought they must have done something really awful to deserve this kind of punishment. This was the way to understand disease. Jesus completely changed that. We heard it in the antiphon of the gospel. He took upon himself our illnesses. And we know he never sinned. But by assuming human nature, he assumed all the reality of a wounded humanity. So our illnesses are simply the reality of us partaking into the reality of humanity, which is wounded since original sin. So illness is indeed the result of sin, but not necessarily a personal sin that we have committed. Actually, in Jesus, suffering and death becomes power of redemption, the source of the deepest healing. And when we unite ourselves with Christ, likewise for us, suffering, illness, death becomes a path for restoration, for new life. And so, through our Christian faith, all of us who suffer sometime or another, illnesses, and suffer because of the illnesses of our families and death as well, find the true answer, the true hope for humanity, which is our union with the cross of Jesus Christ. It is not that we like suffering or illnesses by themselves, but we embrace this reality that is inevitable, uniting ourselves with Christ, who faced himself all of this for love of us. We see also in the gospel today that when the mother-in-law of Peter was healed, immediately she began to serve them. In other words, the true healing occurs in the inside of our soul when we pass from being self-centered into men and women of loving service, giving ourselves to others. That is the root of the problem. Through sin, we became self-centered. By facing with love the cross of the Lord, we are healed and we begin to be men and women for others without counting the cost. Because if we start counting the cost, then it is no longer love. It becomes a business. We don't even count the cost of the injuries done against us, because by the grace of God, we are able to forgive. And so the healing of the mother-in-law truly represents the deepest kind of healing, when we are able now to become, to identify ourselves as men or women in Christ for others, giving ourselves until death. May the testimony of Christ, who lived giving himself and loving and serving in such a way that even the whole town was gathered at the door, meaning that everyone, some way or another, is either sick physically and certainly sick spiritually. So the whole town needs the Lord. And we all need one another because we are one in Christ. We are, therefore, the instruments for Christ to continue this healing, this transformation of humanity. And the source that Christ reveals to us for this to happen is prayer, which he places first. Even when it's still dark, the Lord will go to be alone with his Father in this profound communion of the Trinity, from where all life and love comes.